And something I hadn't mentioned last week, but our fear of love. We have a fear of love because love is oneness. We have a fear of oneness because we live in a dualistic world, a world of multiplicity. And all of that, the Course is telling us, is made up, unreal, doesn't exist. And love, which is really nothing more than, or is the same as oneness, therefore is something that we are fearful of. So we are fearful of it because the ego is the fear of the atonement principle, and we've identified ourselves with the ego. So, and ultimately, all of these different fears, however, which are really the same fear of the atonement principle that nothing has happened, what we're fearful of ultimately, that we could probably relate to most directly, is the fear of the loss of this self that we believe that we are. That's really the bottom line of the fear. And so we're willing to engage in all kinds of insanity to protect this tiny mad idea expressed as a separate self. The ego is the idea that we are a separate self. And now we've experienced ourselves through all of the ego defenses as individual selves in bodies, as if our minds were in our bodies, and that our experiences then are mediated through this life we believe it is in the body. So that's the fear. That's the fear that somehow this separate identity, this separate self that we still value, still cling to, that we're going to lose it, and we think that that's a loss. And from Jesus' perspective, letting go of that will be a gain.